of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. Now and then when I see his face, he takes me away to that special place, and if I stared too long, I'd probably break down and cry.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. In our next segment, Shop Talk, we talk with paleontologist Amanda Persons from Beaver Creek Archaeology out of Bismarck, North Dakota. Person talks about some archaeological digs, dinosaurs, and all the work that goes into preserving that piece of culture. Up next, our interview with Amanda Persons from Beaver Creek Archaeology out of Bismarck, North Dakota. And this Shop Talk feature is brought to you by Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information on Kids in Capitalism, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's www.kidsincapitalism.com. And now back to our Shop Talk feature with interview Amanda Person, paleontologist from Beaver Creek Archaeology out of Bismarck, North Dakota.
My name is Amanda Person.
Amanda, what is it that you do for Beaver Creek Archaeology?
That's right. I am the paleontologist. So archaeologists work with anything that's cultural, anything having to do with human habitation. And paleontologists, what I do, deal with everything before humans came on the scene. So all life up to humans.
So paleontology is associated with dinosaur bones?
Yes, dinosaurs, and of course we have a lot more invertebrates, so clams and all that sort of invertebrates, especially in the Bakken, we have a lot of that more so than vertebrates. But we also do have dinosaurs in North Dakota as well.
I would imagine with Lake Agassiz here, there'd be a lot of that invertebrates, but also, yeah, you mentioned the Triceratops, I guess, and those types of things.
Yes.
The Lake Agassiz, what's the timeline on the invertebrates versus the dinosaurs, I guess? I'm not even familiar which came first.
Well, way before Lake Agassiz was even, before the glaciers came and all of that, during the Cretaceous time when dinosaurs were here, North Dakota was covered by an inland sea. It was called the Cretaceous Western Interior Seaway. And so we have a lot of fish fossils, a lot of mosasaurs, which were large marine reptiles. They're not dinosaurs, but they lived at the same time of dinosaurs. And we have a lot of the invertebrates and all of, like, very large sea turtles. And a lot of that is sort of in the western or the eastern part of the state, because the western part of the state was not covered by the seaway. So there's a lot of sort of east and west have a lot of different fossils.
Any sharks?
Yes, lots of sharks.
Sharks have been around since the dinosaur
days,
right?
Yes, since the Devonian, so a long time. Sharks have been around for a long, long time.
I'm sorry, do they live in Watford City? The Devonians?
That time period.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia.
What brings you North Dakota way?
Well, I have a master's degree in paleontology, which I got from the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City, South Dakota. And I met my husband there, and we traveled around a little bit, had jobs other places, and then he's originally from Bismarck, so we moved back in 2008.
We're on in the Black Hills. How was it down there? When did you live there? What time periods?
I started grad school in Rapid City in 1998. I'm just aging myself. And graduated in 2001. So.
And you were 12 years old when
you
went to college?
Exactly. Yes, I got my master's degree at the age of 13.
To listen to the full-length interview with Amanda Person, paleontologist from Beaver Creek Archaeology, or to listen to other Shop Talk features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
What we got here is crude oil, 100 million years in the making. Oh, this stuff. If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil, because we got it here, right here.
When was that oil brought out of the ground?
This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years. The product of plant and animal water animal matter compressed a mile and a half underground, fermenting with a little help from bacteria, and voila, we got it.
Could your car run on that oil right there?
The car wouldn't, but I could dump it directly into a diesel burning type application and go right down the road. It would smoke a little bit because it's not refined yet, but I mean, it's basically the equivalent of diesel 3 coming right out of the ground. Diesel 1 being highly refined, you know, diesel 2 being good enough for the older engines, and diesel 3, which would still work. But this is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
And where are you from?
Seattle, Washington.
Time now to take a minute of positivity with Mark J. Lindquist. This is Mark's Motivational Minute.
And with some of the biggest companies that we've been speaking for, and the ones with a B behind their revenue, billions, that's what they're learning, is it's time to allow our people to fail. Because we realize, even though we're a behemoth of an organization, you know, $1 billion large, we have to create a culture where people are comfortable walking into their boss's office and say, you know what, I really messed this one up. But see, like John Maxwell says, experience isn't the best teacher. Evaluated experience
sure
is the best teacher, right? So, you know, when you can create a culture where you feel as though everybody is on the same team, rowing in the same direction, and I can expose myself in front of my peers in a conference room or a team meeting and say, you know what, this is one where we lost. You know, maybe we went backwards a few steps. But when it comes to any ingenuity or innovation in life, how many times you got to give it a shot? Until Thomas Edison finally figured out how to make the cotton thread filament incandescent light bulb, right? How many times did he try? Thousands. When it comes to the conference or convention that you're planning, there's two opportunities for people to remember your conference as the best one they've ever been to. Usually it's the opening one, where they kind of set the tone for the gathering, be it a 2 or 3 or 4 day gathering, or maybe it's the last thing they hear before they head out the door, right? I can come in and give you the best hour of your conference, right? That makes them feel good and energized about what you were talking about. So that's what we're excited to give, but give me that chance and we'll help you change the world.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.